Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and today I'm going to talk about the presence. I love the presence. And I'm going to talk about breaking it down into what the presence is, including pre-sense, because I believe the presence is one of the higher aspects of senses, possibly the one that we sense beyond the normal five senses. I love sitting in meditation every day, and when we sit, we're closing down some of the other senses that are giving us input. We have, of course, the five senses, and if you're closing your eyes in meditation and closing off the sight sense there, you're closing off the touch, which is the touch sense, the sight sense, the hearing, the smell, and the taste. Those are the basic five senses. You still will hear, of course, and it sounds when you're sitting in meditation like, wow, you hear things you don't normally hear, right? Conversation, maybe birds, maybe a weed whacker. But you hear things because you're not distracted with your other senses. You don't have sensory overload. But we do have a sense that perceives the invisible energy of the presence. It's that energy that's part of our mind and heart. And it's also that silent whispering of our soul. That presence could be the presence of an angel. It could be the presence of spirit. It could be a prayer from heaven. I mean, how do we know? But if we really receive and are open to receive these amazing impressions to perceive, that we can connect to the highest. I mean, we are being guided by energy fields all the time in our senses and our extra sensory perceptions. I mean, how do we know when to look up and see a rainbow in the sky? How does a cardinal appear at our window? Maybe there's someone who's passed away and a cardinal shows up. It's happened to me many times. These beautiful messengers of birds will show up. There are many, many signs that come from the great unknown. There's so much more going on in a moment than we are aware of that we may sense, but maybe we're not being aware of what's really being told to us from a higher sense. We have to ask and leave that door open to all of the mystic mysteries and all of the possibilities that the journey in life here brings us. All yourself is here to receive and to see what really might be revealed by creation. And creation's infinite beauty. That beauty that is from the source of all love and the source of all light that guides us on our journey. And if we're open to understanding that divine presence of the God within, the inner God, that presence within us, that present of the presence within is one of the most powerful, wonderful guiding forces that can be our compass in life. You're carrying that energy of the Creator there within you. Can you sense that energy? In meditation and in prayer, you can sense that energy. Many people will meditate and say that there's this sense of peace that comes. This amazing energy that can change our own energy field. Our perception from our ultra senses, our perceptions, our presence that we interpret and we bring to our life in so many ways. We can, if we allow ourselves, connect to the one source of all and the Creator. And we can ask to receive guidance and energy. that breath of the presence. Just breathe that breath of the presence in. Breathing in that wonderful breath. Allow yourself to feel that spirit of light. The shades and the colors and the hues. This wonderful energy field we're made of. Let's surround ourselves with this beautiful energy field of light. Breathing it in and sending it up 6 feet above us and allowing it to come through all of us and down 6 feet below us and out on either side 6 feet around us, in front of us and behind us until we're completely encircled in a wonderful energy field of light. Breathe it in, and just allow it to fill your body, mind, and soul. Scan your mind, your head, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, your nose. Send light to all of those sense fields there. And allow that light to go to your beautiful creative throat energy field and just let your whole throat be filled with the healing, wonderful alignment of a creative force spirit there in your second chakra. See that color of that beautiful aquamarine blue in the throat. And allow the energy from your throat to go to your heart. Down there to your center of love, the heart within the heart. Just allow yourself to receive that beautiful love that is in the heart of all love. Sense it. Let it bring you any healing you need to open your heart up further and to believe that you are love, you are a child of the one force of all love. Let that energy fill your heart and your soul, and breathe in and allow that energy to come down to your third chakra, and the solar plexus, and all of the organs there. Let's bring light into the liver and the kidney and the spleen, pancreas, just see light swirling around, feeding energy to all of those beautiful organs, the organ stomach. And let your energy come down to your second chakra of the emotions and the feeling and the pelvis and a beautiful orange peach color there, filling all of the cells with the healing energy and the presence of that energy now, filling it with love. And down to the base root chakra, the beautiful energy of red light there, ruby red light going to the whole base sacral center there of the kundalini and the presence of that fire there. Just allow it to go there and let go of any fear or any issues you might have. Now let the energy go down to your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. And now you're aware of your entire body and you're sending love and light and feeling the energy of your sacred temple. Breathing in deeper and just allowing yourself to now feel the spirit of your presence here in this temple. Breathing in, holding. Breathing out. The temple is alight with the colors of your chakras and with the light from your soul. See that light within your temple just glowing, spreading energy out around your aura. Being at peace with all of the colors as they radiate forth from you in the presence. The presence of the light of the one goes to many different colors of the rainbow within your body, within your aura, within your energy field, and allow that light to purify and let go of anything there in your aura that isn't of the highest light. Just release and let that go. And now just breathe and allow the presence of the highest energy from the one light of all creation to enter into your being. Invite that spirit, the Holy Spirit, into your mind, your body, your soul. And just be there with that presence of who you really are. Breathe it in, absorb it, believe it, become that highest energy of your soul's highest light, connected to the one light of all, and now breathe it out. Breathing in that presence and now just allowing that presence of spirit to bring you whatever you need in healing or in message or an energy field. Breathe it, be it, receive your presence, be grateful for it. And now allow that energy of that presence of light and love to be sent out to the world, surrounding the world with light and love until there's no separation, but just this wonderful healing light of one light, one love, one world, where peace reigns. And allow that energy to come back to you 100-fold. And just feel yourself now receiving back the energy of the world in light and love and peace. And slowly come back into your consciousness. Slowly allow yourself to be present in that presence of peace. And see if there's any message that that spirit has for you. Anything that you would like to write down, to share, to remember. Allow yourself to consciously recognize it, accept it, as you fill yourself with that energy and those wonderful feelings. Now slowly come back out of meditation and feel good. How do you feel? Feel the feeling that you're feeling right now. And accept all of who you are right now. You are a divine child of God, full of light and love and a purpose while you're here on earth. Never, never, never forget that presence within you is a powerful force you can always recognize, call upon, and allow to speak to you. If there's anything you wish to write down after we come out of meditation, just allow yourself to do that. And I thank you, and I'm going to end with the word aloha, which means, in Hawaiian, alo is the presence. And ha, the end of the word aloha, ha, means breath. It's the living presence within you that you can share with love in the world. So I end with a very big aloha. God bless you always.